Hello, this is Anne, and I would like to share with you the origin of these somatic explorations. As a child, I grew up in tropical Africa, and there was no concrete. I could sense and feel the pulse of the earth under my feet, and I understood the joyful, bloodful rhythm of djembes around the fires. Till now, I call it the pulse of the earth. I missed this connection when at 17 years old, landing in Paris. I perceived pavements as blocks to the vital stream force. I remembered white smiling teeth, warm hearts welcoming me, the reassuring warm smell of sun-bathed skins, soft voices talking to me, saying the truth that we all are children of one big family. I felt this growing up, and I still do. I love people. I am in love with humanity, and saddened by the walls we build up. I love even humanity's weaknesses in a chaotic world. In a sometimes disorienting family environment, as a child, I often took refuge in nature, in our garden. I even climbed the fences to get into our local neighbor's backyard and shared food with them. A child can only love when it receives love, and love is available. The memory of this rough felt love from Africa and African people, I believe, kept my sanity. I have always been aware of the effect of resonance, the tendency of our nervous system to attune to good vibes with our senses. And so what feels like life always found a way into my center. Early in age, I reasoned that if one can love trees or a kid, why can't we extend this love to encompass other sentient beings? I was puzzled. I understood later that it is to protect from over-intense feelings that we disconnect from ourselves and from others. And I felt that the way back to connection is to open to feeling with intensity. In other words, our entire body, rejecting nothing and dissolving our inner walls. Because these walls shatter our own self-love capacity. If we do not take in the less pleasurable, how can we take in the good? Our capacity for self-love is natural. However, judgments and barriers are a product of defense mechanisms, which, although natural in themselves, are not of our true self, nor are they beneficial or sustainable in the long run. I am thankful to my unusual childhood, which opened me up to the world as a raw and wild child, without boundaries and imbued with a huge capacity to feel. I protected myself by disappearing, and later I learned to reopen. I moved from overwhelming empathy and concern to building resilient membranes with more wisdom and compassion. Although I had all these as a child is not equipped to protect itself. Life is learning through experiences. I believe all experiences are meant to be and valuable. Coming back to childhood, to the senses of the living body, the fullness of childhood, before it could be affected and molded by life events, is possible. Like nature, which follows cycles, we too change. Nature always remains here with us, available to us. It is so understated. Nature asks nothing in return, yet is always boundlessly giving. By resonating with nature, taking nature in, mirroring, appreciating fully her examples, we can truly feel alive. It is the mirror effect that leads to the magic of empathy fully lived. It is our privilege as self-aware and self-reflecting human beings to consciously resonate with nature, as with other beings. And yet, it is what modern man often lacks. or blocks with walls of protection. We numb ourselves. We too often live in our head. Although if we remembered ourselves, we would love and live better, being in connection to ourselves, our environment, and others. And we can embody it. We are this innate, inbuilt capacity of resiliency. A shaman once told me, look at qualities of people inspiring you and bring them into you, make them yours. This is what I did all along with nature, a tree, a flower, butterfly, an animal. This is resonance, to vibrate with life, with what makes you feel alive, content, inspired, grounded, whole, unconditionally belonging and loved. There is always incompletion. Look for the movement toward wholeness, the calling, the longing to be closer to our true self, alive and free. Life is a flow, an impulse, a pulse, a pulsation, beyond breakdown and breakthrough, a dance encompassing it all. When we experience that deeply from our senses, it makes walls and barriers irrelevant. Yet, like an open door leads to freedom, they can lead us to a sense of inner freedom once recognized. I am grateful to Earth, Mama Africa, Mother India, Sister Thailand, Father Nepal, Big Sister USA, Stepmom Hong Kong, and so on. The same shaman told me, it's all about healing the relationship to the mother, our own and the mothers on both of our fathers and mothers' sides. My mother gave me birth and she did her best. I love her. I love her strength, her weaknesses. I do not know my grandmothers. I know Mother Nature. I was born from her. So are you. I am not a mother yet, and I work to be my own, and therefore an ever better therapist. These somatic explorations stem from an open-hearted inner child. These are my gift and my hope to humanity. I wanted as a child peace, connections, and communication. These explorations work for me, and I hope are a doorway for others. Namaste.